And welcome back again. You are listening to 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix. This is Breakthrough Entertainment.
Hi, Dave Isaac.
I'm Joseph Erdo. No, I'm Dave Isaac. You're Joseph.
I'm
J.
Joseph.
Eric the Great is in the green room. No, the control room.
Eric the Tired.
You're tired today?
I'm exhausted.
Yeah, you haven't said a whole lot this show, have you?
I'm falling asleep, man.
Wow, I did not wake you up. I did not entertain you
during this. Do I not entertain you?
It's not you, Dave. It's not you.
Oh, it's not me.
Isn't that a line?
Yeah.
Are you not entertained?
I think that's from, what is that from?
I don't know.
It's from a movie.
Yeah, it's something like Roman, Gladiator, or something like that.
Sort of like a funny thing happened on the way to the forum.
Yeah. Well, we got Tricia back on the line. And Tricia, any comments on mine? Not yours, but mine.
Very interesting. I thought it was a little bit disjointed, a little bit scattered for me, but I get it, and it was, I think the idea behind it is very good. I actually enjoyed it.
Okay.
Excellent.
Yes, excellent.
We just spoke to the writer all the way from Italy.
I wanted to be in on that, but unfortunately I was in an area where I couldn't get on the phone for a minute, so I apologize.
That's okay, because the people that were in on it were invited to Italy. I'm kidding.
That's all right. I can go to Italy.
We're all going to have spaghetti.
Oh, no, it's called a first plate and a second plate.
I'll have the first, second, and third plate.
We have a question on social media.
Yeah.
For our both ends of the
spectrum.
And who came up with that, by the way, Dave?
You did.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just making sure.
I came up with both ends of the...
And I said spectrum.
Yeah, but you could have said...
Something else.
Yeah. Okay.
But someone on social media asks, there is this, and I'm going to not use a word.
No.
Who keeps getting in the way of their relationship, of her relationship with her boyfriend. How can I get rid of her?
His mother?
What?
So there's someone that interferes.
I don't know. I don't think it's a mother. I think that there is this. I guess someone. I don't know too much information about it.
And when she says, "How do I get rid of her?" What kind of question is that?
So it's like how do you stop a menage type of deal?
No. How do you stop your boyfriend from being around someone that you know that threatens the relationship?
Oh, well, that's easy.
Yeah.
Stop being around her. Now, if there's a really good reason.
Yeah.
That I mean, why he's around her, but if he knows it upsets her, and then they have to either talk it out, reconcile it, because there really could be two sides to this, and they usually are. Is she insecure, first of all? Is really nothing happening? Is the guy using the girl for jealousy type of deals?
Okay.
Or is it just a pure friendship? Why not all three get together? But it depends also how excessively is he hanging around this third girl?
Yeah.
And if it's excessive, I'm not sure that's appropriate.
Okay.
What do you think, Tricia?
I think it's all about communication, open and honest communication with one another. And also you need to be able to be secure in your relationship, which means that, you know, you can't be overly jealous of any person of the opposite sex that's in your partner's life. You can't force a partner to be just with you per se, as far as, you know, shutting everyone else out of their life. That would be inappropriate. But you also need to be able to have the kind of relationship where you can talk with them and know for a surety that that person is just a friend and nothing more.
And I would say make sure that, you know, if you're in this relationship, if you're still following us on social media, if you're out there listening to us on the radio, make sure that your boyfriend puts you first, and that, you know, that you are that person's number one.
And make it understood among all the parties.
Yes. Make it very good. Make it understood.
But that was limited information, so we might be on, we may not be on, but
right.
It depends on what that was specifically about. We're live in 1480.
And someone is clearing their internet history for some reason.
Let's bring Kim on and ask what her business idea is. Kim, hello from Las Vegas.
Hi, Kim.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How's Vegas, by the way?
It's awesome. The weather's phenomenal.
Yeah, I love Vegas.
A little bit of wind, but yeah, it's been great.
Wow. And say hi to Lauren for us.
Hi, I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Lauren. Oh, she is.
Hi.
They're both adorable. Yeah. Okay, what's your business idea? And
Jim's going to talk to me because I'm embarrassed about it.
Now, if it's really good, you shouldn't say it on the air. But if it's really bad, you could say it on the air.
No, I think it has potential. So it was inspired this morning. We were getting ready. We're on our way to go hike. You know, there is more to Vegas than this trip, believe it or not. So we're going to go for a hike. And Lauren's lips were really chapped. And so...
Lauren's what?
Her lips. Her lips were chapped.
I think that's something about Vegas. The one time that I was in, I went to Vegas twice. I had chapped lips there too.
Because you kissed all night.
No, I was just a child.
Joseph, you left the state?
Yes.
So what was interesting though is, of course, I had to tease her, and I said, "Oh, you must have been, you know, sleeping with someone to have chapped lips like that."
Ooh.
And of course, I was joking because my cousin's very conservative and she doesn't do that type of thing. However,
well, now everyone knows.
It gave me a really awesome business idea, and as a female, maybe I don't know, from a female perspective, this could be very relevant. Is sometimes, you know, after a date, and maybe you have been doing some smooching, we could develop some kind of after kissing lip balm, but actually make it into like a kit where you have a pre-date like lip gloss and then the post-date lip balm. And we were thinking that in the lip gloss, so like before you go on the date, we could put some pheromones in it and
super glue.
Have flavors. Yeah, super glue. Ooh, that's a good one.
Pheromones, is that to get one ignited?
What?
I don't know. What's a
pheromones. Pheromones are like natural.
I fell in love with that.
It's like natural female hormones and chemicals that are attractive to men.
So it's like a hypnotic, but a chemical.
Men can smell that stuff.
And they will fall in love with the other side.
Yeah, they get in heat.
Wow.
Yes, exactly. No, pheromones are very powerful. There's research on that where there's something about the pheromones. It's like a natural female.
What if you don't like the guy? Can you do the opposite approach, like the opposite of a pheromone?
Well,
like
actually,
a skunk.
What we could do is we can make a garlic flavor.
Yeah. And in case they're a vampire.
Yeah, but what I thought was really cool is it could be like a whole kit, and we can have affirmations in it. So like before the woman's going on the date, you know, giving some self affirmations, and then have this really cool lip gloss with pheromones and a really nice flavor, and then afterwards have a lip balm to soothe those chapped lips.
What does the balm do? I thought I was the balm.
Oh, balm! Yeah, you are the balm.
So what's a lip balm do? It preserves the
balm,
memories?
There's a song called Sex Bomb.
There is?
Yeah.
So what does the balm do? The lip balm.
Well, the balm would be moisturizing for the lips. And also, we could have a different type of pheromone in there, I guess. But I think it would give women confidence on dates, not just because they would look and feel pretty with the gloss before the date, but they would also have positive affirmations that would come in the kit, and then kind of the after date
bomb. I think the kit should say,
Eric, see if you could find that song, Sex Bomb.
Oh yeah, but I think the kit should say, do not use until you thoroughly and completely know this person.
I
love that. Now it's so you lock it up and you show the guy, here's the key. But you have a different kit saying, okay, it's a little book about getting to know someone. Almost like premarital. Premarital.
Okay.
Wait, well, I didn't hear the rest of it.
Actually, we were thinking though we could have different phases.
Premarital, so like study groups.
Like a first aid kit.
No.
That's really anyway, we're still developing. We just literally came up with this about an hour ago. But
you did. I like it. Okay.
Yeah.
This is very good.
I think it should be called Makeout Makeup Before and After.
Ooh. Wow.
Sounds good. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much for calling in.
Have a great hike.
This sex bomb. We're not taking a break yet. But we will in a second.
Oh, that's a sex bomb?
Sex bomb, sex bomb. You're my sex bomb.
Oh yeah, right.
Not
Look
you.
Look at Eric.
You're my sex bomb.
You can still turn towards Dave.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, now, but you wanted to ask about, did you have a question, or is it about the kiss?
The kiss is just a kiss, nothing more than this. Well, I guess the question of the day is, do you kiss on the first date?
I don't think so. I don't think you know
that. I agree with you.
I don't think you know the person well enough.
And it's the most intimate thing you can do. That's my opinion. And it triggers automatically certain feelings and bright chemical reactions that has nothing to do with the person in front of you.
I think you
if you don't know them.
You've always said this, become the person's friend first.
Absolutely.
You know what? If you don't have that friendship, because I think that your best friend should be your significant other.
I agree.
And if you do not have that friendship first, you do not have that basis, then it's not going to work out.
Now, if your criteria is recreational kissing, well, that's your criteria, but I'm not sure that will serve your ultimate soulmate someday.
Yes.
And there are different levels of kissing as well. A kiss, a gentle kiss on the cheek when you're saying goodnight.
Oh, that's fine.
Depends on where you kiss.
You mean like in
what
the car?
What you kiss? What?
No, on the cheek, she said.
No, I'm saying
no, I know.
A nice, gentle kiss on the cheek as you're saying goodnight.
Or a kiss on the hand if you want to be a nice gentleman too.
Hand, I like that.
With an embrace, I think would be appropriate. After a very good first date.
Or a kiss on, I mean, and then once you get further, I think even stronger than a kiss on the lips is a kiss on the forehead, and you know, just tell
I agree.
Yeah, that's really sweet.
Yeah, I agree.
But when it comes to, and then I think for me, kissing also needs to start very, very gently and chastely, not the massive, you know, French kissing, make out, you know, what do they call it? Snogging, where your lipstick gets all around you, you know. No.
Well, good luck.
Trisha, you're making me really like worked up right now. I gotta.
All right, we gotta
end
run.
The show. Yeah.
We gotta run. Hopefully that helps people. We'll get back into more relationships next week.
And next week we're gonna talk a little bit about the fate of the furious right here on KPHX 1480 AM. Breakthrough Entertainment, and also it is our Easter special.
It's Easter?
Here comes Peter Cottontail.
Yeah, that's Peter.
Have you heard they put Peeps on pizza now?
Wow.
Never heard of that.
Nice.
But this is Breakthrough Entertainment live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona.
Check out mine in theaters.
Yeah, and we'll be back next week. Have a good weekend.
Have a fabulous weekend, everybody.